Sixth chapter of the Rambam. Sukim Harbiyek Batorba Dibban Zim Shame Nearing Sosimi Kuzev and Ixlam Ben Rova Adam Yala Daiton Mancha Kurishborku Goza Adam Lasso Sarah Tovish Ancient Libo Shalom Musa Latoso Macholashir Yurtsa. There are many who verses in the Torah and in the prophets that perhaps seem to contradict this fundamental principle that man has complete freedom of choice. And they may think that they're not allowed to do what they want to do. Because I want to give you one fundamental principle to understand all of these different verses. If somebody sins or if a community sins, they're entitled to punishment, but the Almighty knows how and when to punish. There are some sins that a person is punished in this world, either in his body or with his money, of a bun of haktanim or his children under bar bat mitzvah. Shabbanim salam, tanim shen ba das lo nichu lochlal mitzvos ke kinyanohen. Because children that do not understand mitzvos and are so young, they're considered as property, not as yet as human beings on their own, with their own status. And as it says, a man will die according to his own sins, but it says when he becomes a man, before then not. There's some sins that a person all gets punished for in the next world, and nothing happens to him in this world. And there are those sins that a person is punished in this world and in the next world. Halacha Beis. But this, what is these things true, that a person is going to be punished? It's if he doesn't do repent, if he doesn't do tshuva. But if he repents, the repentance acts as a shield against problems. So it's an interesting, you could say that all the problems are taken off, but it says no, it acts as a shield. It means something's going to be coming your way, but the tshuva will deflect it. And just as a person sins by himself, so too a person can repent by himself. And so therefore, it's obligated for us to do tshuva now in this world, especially Yom Kippur. It affords us a certain unique opportunity to come close to God and to have all of our sins expunged, as we said earlier in the earlier prakim, that the day of Yom Kippur itself affords atonement. So let's not squander an opportunity, and let's avail ourselves of God's closeness and of God's forgiveness.